Blog Talk Radio.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hello. Hello. Welcome, everybody, to Free Energy Healing, Pure Energy. whatever you'd like to call it. It's just all about energy healing and nothing else. I decided that I'd like to offer what I can do, and that's why I'm here, and that's the only reason I'm here. So get yourself comfy, and I hope you enjoy this. It's, of course, very off the cuff, very impromptu, but I'm sure we'll find something to talk about and something to do. Later on in the program, I will send free energy healing to anyone listening, and that's going to be one of the things that I will always do for every show. But you're also welcome to call in and get a free one-on-one healing. It's more custom, it's more effective, and it is F-R-E-E free. I'm not here to plug my website. I'm not here to get recognition. I am not even identifying myself at this moment. It's all just to make sure that, you know, when we have abilities, I feel that we should use them, okay, whether it's writing or creating music or singing. Abilities are meant to be shared, and I have an ability to create some interesting synergy for change in people's lives and people's bodies. And it isn't just lip service, but actually proven results that I just want to share with people. If you'd like to call in, you may at 516-666-9920. That is 516-666-9920. Now listen, I opened the show yesterday, and this is the phone number that they gave me, okay, and it's a little bit funny and a little bit iffy because we have the numbers in a row, 666 for my phone number, and I actually got quite a kick out of it because there are people out there that still believe completely that, you know, doing energy work and energy healing is not right, it's negative, it's evil, and so on and so forth. And I had written Blog Talk Radio to ask them if I could at least have that number changed. I didn't get a response yet, but even if I don't, it's a little bit ironic and funny for me. It doesn't bother me one bit, but if it bothers you, you know, I can tell you that things aren't always what they seem. And, you know, with the number 666, it's not always a bad thing. In fact, in terms of like what angel numbers are, I believe that that number is more about not focusing on the negative all the time. So I find it to be a very good healing reminder, speaking of energy healing, you know, that we need to focus more on our positive observations. I think it's really easy for us to go ahead and kind of pick out the negative, you know, when it comes to just observing things. You know, we might notice that if we look at someone that they are a certain way, and it might be towards the negative instead of the positive, right? So 666 asks you and I, you know, can we look at something that's more positive instead of negative? Can we rewire our brain to, you know, gather those little tidbits as we walk around through life and as we meet people, as we look outside, as we go on social media? You know, quite often people are always complaining about social media. Let's just, for instance, Facebook. And they go, oh, I just can't take Facebook anymore. It's so full of negative. It's so this and that. Well, I beg to differ. I understand where you're coming from. But there are some absolutely gorgeous, beautiful things going on Facebook. There are wonderful stories, articles, videos shared every single day, not to mention hilarious memes, you know? So what is our focus on, right? What is our focus on when we do log into social media? What is it that catches our eye? And then go from there. Try to observe where you're coming from. And then perhaps maybe your perspective will change. My little tangents, and I plan to do more and more of them. Like I said, we will, because there's always a mouse in my pocket. That's one of my helping spirits, I guess. But yes, I will be doing free energy healing. I will be sending that out a little bit later in this program. For now, we are going to take our first break. And I will see you on the flip side. All right, thank you.
I've forgotten how the front part goes. Go on.
One, two, three, four. Sorry. Count it up, Ringo.
One, two, three, four.
Among the wildflowers, you belong in a boat out at sea. Sail away, kill off the hours. You belong somewhere you feel free. Run away, find you a lover. Go away somewhere all bright and new. I have seen no other who compares with you. You belong among the wildflowers.
My favorite, and it was Wildflowers. I hope you enjoyed. The show is definitely meant to make you feel good, give you a little soft place to land in all the stuff that's going on out there in the universe, on this earth. I know that things are a little bit iffy in terms of what's going on right now. There's trials going on. Yeah, need I say more? And it's, if anybody follows me who actually knows me, they know how I feel about what went on there, and I will not talk about it here at this point in time, but, you know, this is an idea of what we're heading for still, you know, in my opinion. We are heading for some moments of anxiety still yet, unfortunately. You know, it's, we're not quite out of the woods in terms of a lot of things that are going on, and it could leave people feeling one way or the other, maybe towards the negative end of the ocean, you know. And the thing is, it's not easy, you know, but it's also important, excuse me, to really monitor where and for how long, most importantly, how long we are swimming in that end of the sea. You know, perhaps we should limit the amount of stuff that we observe. Even if we're not absorbing the information, we kind of are in one way or another. You know, subconsciously, we are great collectors. We collect, you know, everything we could in terms of what we see, what we experience, what we feel. That's what our brain was meant to do. And it's part of our makeup, you know. It's part of how we gain survival skills, is by, you know, collecting visions, you know, images and feelings and experiences. And then at the right time, the brain pulls that up as a reference to something that's happening right now or in the future. And this is why sometimes people have illnesses like anxiety disorders or PTSD, is because your brain is that good in terms of picking up all of the bad stuff and then showing it back to you, you know, in other moments that seem similar, if that makes sense. So as adults, unfortunately, we have to monitor and self-parent, reparent ourselves sometimes when we are engaging in activities that don't feel good for us. And we know things are not feeling good for us. We can tell by, first of all, our body. Our body is the best way of, it's the best indicator. It's the first thing. It's the first responder, if you will, where if your shoulders are up to your ears, if you are tense, there's tension in your toes or feet or in your tummy, you know, these things are great signs that something isn't sitting right, you know. And how many times, raise your hand, you know, that you're watching the news, or you decide to click on that article on social media, and there you are, you're starting to, you know, shake, rattle, and roll in terms of your body and the muscles and the tension, you know. So first thing I would suggest is to try and just, you know, a couple of times a day at least, body, you know, especially when you're watching something or reading something. How's your body doing? Are your shoulders up to your ears? If they are, go ahead and put them down and then think about, do I need to know this right at this moment? Is this imperative? You know, this information that I'm absorbing or reading or acknowledging or observing, is it necessary? How much have you already received of this? You know, and so in terms of the trial going on right now, yes, you're curious, and yes, you want justice or whatever, but how much of it do you need, you know, to stay informed, to know what you want to know about it? Do you need to watch the entire, whatever, 6, 7, 8 hours of it on CNN or what, what have you? Or can you just get a recap on YouTube or, you know, limit that and say, I'm going to watch this from this time and stop at that time? You can do it. You know you can. But it's just little suggestions, you know? So anyway, with that being said, welcome once again to Free Energy Healing. I'm probably going to be doing this once a week. And I've decided to do it as an add-on to also my YouTube videos that offer free energy healing. The reason why I do it here now is I'd like to, you know, kind of help and reach as many people as I can. You know, it's just come to my heart that I'd like to do that, you know, and when it's left my heart, I will stop doing that. But right now, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not looking for your visit to my website or your business, or I have a very good practice going on right now, and I'm usually booked up for several months at least. I don't necessarily always charge people either. I do a lot of pro bono work. I was going to say just email me, but I am not even including my information because I just want to help as many people as I can. I'm not looking for your recognition. I'm not looking for your thank yous. I'm not looking for your identity either. I thought that this would be a better way instead of video, like to do one-on-one sessions. Where people can call in and be anonymous. Your name could be Fred, but you can call in and say you're Jack, and so on. You know, so that's where it's at there, my friends. I do want to tell you a little bit about myself. I did not just fall off the turnip truck and decide, hey, I'm just going to say I'm offering healings and, you know, see what sticks. I've been a healer for a very long time, and I've been healing since I was a little girl. And my first patients were animals, mainly strays that were out in my yard somewhere who would just find me, who were injured, you know. And it's a really long story, and I won't bore you with it all, but I watched a movie when I was a kid, and I saw someone doing Reiki. I didn't know it was Reiki, but I saw that and I said, oh my goodness, wow. You know, I would love to try that. I would love to do that. And I went ahead and tried, you know, and it wasn't anything difficult for me. I think it was within me, and I think that's why my spirit lit up when I saw the first healing, whether it was in the movies or not. It planted a seed that perhaps was already there to go ahead and try to heal. And, you know, it's like, as a healer, you'll meet several different kinds of people, you know, who have all these different beliefs. And, you know, a lot of us have been brought up as religious people, and there is a set standard there of what's right and what's wrong in terms of what you should do. For instance, you shouldn't have statues because it's like paganism, and you shouldn't worship anything else except the man in the sky. I am not saying this to put anyone down or any beliefs down, but it's interesting to me that we can okay that without having seen it, you know, and just going on faith. But when it comes to healing, you know, that is so far beyond the realm of things. You know, it's just kind of very interesting where we go from there. You know, when religion has taught us to have faith and believe in things that are unseen and know that we'll be taken care of and have everything we need, why wouldn't everything we need entail healing ourselves and healing others? We are kind of a social group and we kind of do take care of one another. So why wouldn't we have those abilities naturally? Perhaps we've gotten it backwards. Whereas we were given abilities such as psychic abilities and healing abilities, but somewhere along the lines, the man in the moon or whoever wrote these rules said, we don't want to empower you. We want to take that power away from you and make you think that you have to go outside yourself up into the sky with the man in the sky who made these very strict dogmatic rules. You decide, my friends. You decide, okay? So to add on to about myself and my credentials, although I remain anonymous here on Blog Talk Radio, yes, I have over 25 years experience in healing. I did not come, you know, off the turnip truck, you know, just deciding that I want to be in a position higher than someone else to show off my abilities. I'm here only to offer you some energy work, and that's it. I don't want to visit to my website or, you know, an enormous amount of money or, you know, click my PayPal and, you know, I'll grow a leg for you. You know what I'm saying? What to expect with a healing from me, you will expect that you will either feel something or you won't, okay? I think that most people, excuse me, especially those that are sensitive to energy, will definitely feel the energy. Some people say it's a warmth, some people say it's a tingling. A lot of people, if they watched me, they could feel the energy as my hands move. There's a number of things you can feel, and none of it's wrong, you know. And if you feel nothing, it doesn't mean that it isn't working for you or whatever. I have always said the energy is very, very intelligent. It knows what to do. I'm lucky enough to work with helping spirits who just help me with that aspect of it, okay? And helping spirits is a huge part of my belief. I am a shamanic practitioner. A lot of my energy work is based on shamanism, where you work with nature and you ask permission and you work with the helping spirits that you have. We all have our teams, you know. You do, whether you are into shamanism or Buddhism, we all have our guides, our people, our helpers, you know. So I'm no better or worse than you are. So with that being said, you are welcome to call in at 516-666-9920 to get your free one-on-one energy healing. You know, in other words, if you have a sore knee, if your back hurts, if you have a headache, or if you're going through emotional things and, you know, would like help with that, there's a lot we can do. And I'd love to demonstrate that for you. You know, that's one of my missions now, is to let people know that there's hope. You know, like there's things that we can do, you know, and it's, I guess I will include that it's very important that we are our own advocates in terms of our well-being, that we need to eat right, we need to drink water, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing, you know. But I don't understand when people say, well, if you heal this person, you're taking them off of your path, off of their path, rather, because they're supposed to be ill or they're supposed to be in pain. Listen, I don't believe any of us are supposed to be in pain, all right? I don't think that that's really the right way of thinking. I just don't. I think that, again, we all want to help each other. Comes to healing, that's the wrong thing. It doesn't make sense, my friends. I don't know. I will just digress here. I've been talking a bit long here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick music break. When I come back, I'm going to briefly explain again a little bit about the energy, and then I will offer live healing to everybody who is listening. But for now, we're just going to go on a quick, short break, and I will return in about 4 minutes.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. Hardest thing.
And that is another one of Tom Petty. I'm sorry, but I love him. So Learning to Fly, Tom Petty. Welcome back, everybody, to Free Energy Healings, a.k.a. Pure Energy. This show is all about healing and nothing more. I hope you're enjoying. I really appreciate those who have come in and are listening, and I really do hope that I can give you a little bit of sunshine in an otherwise cloudy moment in your life. That's all I'm after. I'm not charging. I'm not asking you to visit my website or give me money in my PayPal account or anything like that. In fact, I'm not even mentioning who I am yet. I am someone with a lot of experience. I didn't just fall off the turnip truck and decide, oh, let me just throw this whatever energy I think I have at you. In fact, I don't use my own energy. I use the universal energy. Everybody's different. I will not put anyone down or anything like that, but I just, me personally, our energy is our currency, right? Like, you got to spend that wisely. And I don't just, like, you know, put my own energy on others and call it a day. You know, I would like, I use the universal energies. It's pure energy. I'm not a religious person, but it is definitely more from the heavens, the universe, than it is from, you know, my my left pinky or whatever. You know, so with that being said, I appreciate you guys. I was about to send the live energy out to everybody, but I do see I have a caller. Are we brave? Are we breathing? Are we ready to embark on the unknown here? Yes, we are. So my first caller I see is area code 216. I'd like them to breathe and get ready. Are we brave today? I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. So area code 216, you're live on Free Energy Healing, Pure Energy.
Hey, how's it going this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Yes, I was calling for Pure Energy. Like it's a revival.
Yeah. A little bit replenishment in the old soul there. Is
right.
That...
right.
Is there anything in particular? I mean, the energy is very intelligent, so you don't have to, you know, get into detail if you don't want to. But if you'd like to give any kind of detail to what you need, you can go ahead and do that.
Let's see, probably to raise my vibration, my aura, and maybe as far as detail, something shot into my solar plex chakra area.
Okay. No, and what I mean by that, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I'm so sorry. You know, I know this is kind of like... what the hell is this stuff? You know, some people are just really curious, you know, but I'm like, is there, like, I sense a little bit of a sadness in you. Is there a disappointment somewhere or, you know, something like that? Like, if you are looking for that sort of pick me up to keep motivated or something like that, that's all I meant. You know, is that.
Oh, yeah. 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 So.
Okay. All right. Well,
Go ahead.
Okay. I think we're kind of just talking over each other. I'm so sorry. Awkward, right? Awkward. But all right. What I can do now, if you'd like to just try to sit still. I always advise people to close their eyes. It's a better experience, but you don't have to. I hope you're not driving. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not.
Just Okay, good. So just kind of hang out and relax. The only thing is we're on radio, but so it's going to be quiet for a minute, but I'm going to just give you some of this universal energy, and then we could come back to you, and you can give me some feedback or not. You know what I mean? What to expect is either you feel it or you don't. It doesn't mean that it's not working, but in most cases, you probably will be able to feel that. So take a deep breath if you like, if you're ready, and I will start. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. All righty. Well, the energy tells me when I'm done. So for right now, I'm done.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, I already feel a lot lighter. So.
That's fantastic. I mean, you know, everyone's different, and I just kind of ask the energy to do what it needs for you, and it could be right. You know, it usually works pretty quickly, but it can also take a day or two to get the full effect, you know. I guess I'm curious, though, did you feel anything?
Yeah, seemed like it was, felt a little bit like in my stomach. And,
yeah.
And then after that, I felt the energy in my stomach, and after that, I started to feel a little lighter.
That's good. Oh, I'm so glad. Is there anything else I can do for you tonight?
That's it. I appreciate it. I'll just sit back and listen.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry?
Well, I do have a question. How long have you been doing the energy healing?
For over like 20 years. I didn't I didn't come off the truck and go, look, I'm just going to come here and throw my energy around. I actually have a lot of studying and a lot of experience doing this, and I just wanted to do it anonymously right now. I'm not looking for money or for people to go to my website. I just really want to help, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just came here to do what you came to Earth to do. Okay. Light worker.
That's it. Totally. Totally. Well, I appreciate you calling, and I hope you call again. I will be on probably once a week or something, and I'd love your feedback on how you're doing. Okay?
Okay. All right. Stay tuned in.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'll put you on hold. All right. I don't know how to mute. Let's try that guy right there. Okay, he is now muted. That was awesome. Oh, my gosh. I love brave people. You just never know. But the cool thing about being on the radio versus like video, which I've done a lot of, is people can keep their anonymity, you know that word? they can be anonymous, and you know what I'm saying. So with that being said, hold on to your hats, my friends. We have another caller, and I will pick them up. So I'm going to give them a full warning. That I will be picking up area code 951. So get yourself to the phone. And area code 951, you're live. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I was hoping you could help me out with the healing.
Absolutely. Is there something in particular you need?
Oh, shit. one moment here. Yes.
Yep. Okay, so while he's, I think he got a phone
Hello?
Call. Ooh.
No, mm-hmm. no, I'm on here. I'm right here. Sorry, I got another call. I'm right here.
No, that's okay.
Hello?
Oh, so you're here still. Yeah?
No, I'm right here.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm right.
Are you working right now?
Yes, I'm a security guard, and I got a call from dispatch, so they wanted me to work another day, and I'm already working, so.
Aw, okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. So what can I do for you? What is it? What area do you need? Or do you have like a backache or something?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have a backache. I've been hurting. And I haven't been getting a lot of sleep. And I had a vaccination, not for the COVID, but for shingles. Somebody said, well, the shingles. I said, well, I didn't want to get one. And he planted into my mind to get a shingles vaccine, and I went to the doctor, and they said this thing, and now I'm kind of in a lot of pain.
Oh, that's awful. So are you in pain in the area where they gave you the shot, or is it pain?
I'm kind of in that pain, but I in the right lower back where I have a herniated disc.
Okay.
There I was trying to figure out my kidneys. Or if it was, then I'm thinking, well, I got a herniated disc there. Maybe that's what's bothering me.
Absolutely.
Because it's kind of
okay.
making pains, pain more. So I was thinking, I really.
All right. Well, I must say this, just as a legality, you need to go to the doctor. To get this checked out and so on. And, this isn't a cure and, I'm doing my disclaimer, unfortunately. But I think I can help you out. So you've got the lower back. Now, is it more,
have a
kidney?
Yes, I also have numerous other pains. I have the head injury and, I got heart injury. You got all kinds of injuries everywhere. So.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So what I want to do, though, is one at a time. And I would – this is my favorite as far as demonstrating the universal energy that I work with, is that we can kind of get a good gauge, when it comes to pain and things like this. So at this time, your back pain from 1 to 10 – how much does it hurt right now?
It hurts more right now. I'd say maybe about an 8 right now because I kind of been, and I was thinking, well, maybe
Bitten.
It was my kidneys.
Yeah.
I think that's where my herniated disc was. So I was trying to go, okay. So, and I was thinking, well, it was like, so I'm pretty sure it's the herniated disc that's hurting. It wasn't really hurting before. So, both sides of my back were hurting, but now, I have other injuries. It seems to be, making it hurt.
Okay. So right now, before we start, you have an 8 as far as the pain level, right?
Right.
Okay. Because that's what I want to try and gauge, I'm on here to offer help, and I'm also here to demonstrate how good this could work. And listen, I can't heal everybody. I don't claim to be, the second coming and all that, but I do have some good results at times. So
I'm kind of breaking up with kind of a girlfriend, but I've kind of had a heartache going to.
Oh, that's, that can affect your back too, because, when we feel unsupported at times, we can also get the pains in our bodies as a demonstration of our emotions, it's unfortunate, and I'm sorry to hear that. But listen, what I'd like you to do, are you driving right now? I hope not.
No.
Okay. All right. So just if you're sitting, you can close your eyes if you'd like to. I always say it's a better experience if you close your eyes. Just kind of chill out and allow, and I will start working. Okay. So what I wanted to know, though, it's towards like where the kidneys would be. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. It's right about L5.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So if you're ready. Okay. Yep. If you're ready, I'm just going to start in a moment. Oh. And I think that what happens for me is when the energy kind of tells me when I'm done. So it could take 30 seconds or it could take a minute, and we'll see. I'll let you know, okay? But this is radio, but we're going to have some silence here, okay? All right, here we go.
All right.
Okay, I feel like that round there is over. How did that feel?
Good.
What's that?
Pretty good. I felt a lot better in the heart, too, you know.
I did. I worked a little bit up and down, but I did focus on your back. So I imagine that you're sitting down, right? You're a security guard officer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to gauge.
Yeah.
But how does your back feel right now?
I think, just my heart and emotions kind of feel a lot lighter right now. But the back feels, back does feel better. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, sometimes you got to move to see what the change is. Just move a little bit. We can still go for it. Now, is it what would be the level right now? You were at an 8, so what do you think it is now?
Let's say it's about a 5.
Hmm. Okay. We could have another round if you like.
I really don't feel so heartbroken. I'm glad I mentioned that about the other. And so the lighter part.
That's good. Oh my gosh. That makes me happy too. I did go to different areas, but listen, sometimes with pain, I like to see it gone completely. And if it's not, we can either have another go or you can give it some time. I'm sorry?
Because is it possible to go to the right side of the skull? Because I have a cracked skull.
Absolutely. Yeah, we could try
and
that.
It's all the way down my spine, so it's compound fractures all the way down my right side of my spine, so it's just not a...
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Yeah,
that sounds like it's worse than the back. Yeah. Aw. All right. Let's have a go at that. So it's on the right side, and then it goes down the spine. How far down the spine does it go?
It's really all the way down, because when it cracked, I could hear the whole spine crack. So it's like every vertebrae in the right side. So it's just, you couldn't even imagine it takes something like that could happen.
Aw, okay. All right, so let's, the same protocol, just relax and, you don't have to do anything, but just try to, not move around too much or anything. Yeah.
All right.
That's all. Yep. All right. So I'm going to start now. Oh, man. Okay. Hang on a second. I did stop, but it's. I just want to say for those listening, our live program is going to end in 90 seconds. Those of you who are holding, I will pick you up, okay? But for the live broadcast is ending, and I just wanted to say that really quick because, you know, everybody else that's on, you're welcome to stay. And for those who are having to go because the broadcast is ending, I will probably be back next Monday at this time, next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thanks so much for being here. All right, so, Mr. 951, how are you feeling anyway? Before I was so rudely interrupted by this.
Better.
It feels better?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And really, these things, like, that is very, you know, that's a serious injury. That's severe. But I'm glad, you know, when I could get a result like that that quickly, that's really hopeful. You know, that's really promising. And you could find yourself feeling better, you know, throughout the evening. You know, I sure hope so, you know.
Yeah. Well, super. Aww. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. I have other callers, and so I'm going to go to them. And please definitely follow the show if you like it and, you know, to be able to come back. I'd love your feedback next week or whenever.
Find out. Hold, I can't remember where where I have too many windows open.
Pure Energy is the name of the show. It's like blogtalkradio.com/pure-energy. Okay.
Free energy. Right?
Yes.
Free energy. Okay.
Yep. Free energy healing.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Thank you. What's your name? Do you use Pranic Healing or is it just pure energy?
I use a combination. I am a shamanic practitioner. I've studied Qigong and Reiki, and I've kind of combined them all into my own brand of it, you know. Yeah. Yep. So I'm glad you got a good – what's your pain level right now?
My Nathaniel, and, you know, can I look you up on Facebook or
– I'm being anonymous right now.
Okay. Oh.
I've just –
All right.
I'm just giving out the free energy. I'm not looking for nothing from anybody. I just want to help people.
Oh.
But, you know, that might change. I might just, you know, say who, you know,
right.
I am. It's not that I'm ashamed of it. I just want to help people. I don't want, I'm not even, you know, the thing is when we do this healing stuff, there are people that don't believe in it. They think we're snake oil salesmen.
A lot better, and you could do this. You know, I mean, you can do this. And you have my number. You know, you can call me anytime. And I don't even know your name, but you could call my number.
My name is
Jen. And I know a lot about metaphysics, so I can talk up a storm. So, you know, thank you so much. I'll let you get on to your next caller.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Nathan. I'll talk to you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I have two more callers in the queue. The show has technically ended, but I'm going to pick you guys up. So hang on if you like. I have, let's see, who was there first? 415. Get ready if you'd like to. You're going to get to the phone. You don't have to do your hair. In fact, I'm going to take a sip of water first. Whew, you know? But I'm so happy to be able to be doing this because this stuff, you know, it's not me. It's not about me and a brag on me. It's the energy that's all around us. It really does work. If we just kind of harness it and say, hey, can you help? And that's what I do. You know, I've learned that through my practices, you know, and my own shamanic beliefs and respect the energies and they will work with you. All right. So I didn't take my sip of water. I'm still yammering away. So hold on. That probably didn't sound too attractive. I apologize. But okay, 415, I'm going to unmute you.
Hello, this is Anne.
Here? Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty well. Thank you for the offering this.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I'm happy to. What can I help you with tonight?
I clench my teeth at night, and I wear a night guard. I would like to not do that. You know, I'd like to be able to get rid of the night guard and not. It's not grinding. I don't move it or grind it. It's just a tight, like a lock jaw kind of feeling.
Yeah.
And then some mornings I wake up and my temples feel very tight in my temples from doing that.
Yes, right, right. Now, I wonder, are you taking your anxiety and putting that into your jaw at night? You know what I'm saying? That's just a little,
I mean, obviously, yeah. But it's hard to adjust when you're asleep, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I know. And I'm just trying to, when I ask questions, it's only from like a healing perspective. We want to know where to start as far as helping you with that. So, you know, if it's anxiety, which probably is, then we would work on that aspect as well to see if we can stop that from happening, you know. We all do our anxiety in different areas. Some of us hold it in our stomachs, and we have stomach issues and so on. So, and I think I'm definitely going to work on your jaw and your temple area and try to relax
Great.
That part, and then but also try to help with a little bit of the anxiety if I can. Okay.
Oh yeah, the source of it for sure.
Yeah, so if you're ready, just be sitting still, and if you'd like to close your eyes, it's always a better experience in my opinion. So if are you ready?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, it'll just so people know, it'll be silence here. All right. So I'm going to start right now. Okay. So how are you feeling, Anne?
I felt that a lot in my sternum, in my chest, actually. So
mm-hmm.
that, I think that went my heart, not in a bad way, but my kind of energy, like my heart started beating a little faster and it felt lighter. So on that round, I'm sure that's, you know, a lot of the source of anxiety, but the didn't release yet so much in the temple area, but I'm sure it's moving
okay.
up there.
Yeah, no. Actually, and you must be a sensitive yourself. Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody reacts to the energy differently, and I have definitely heard of people having that reaction before to the energy. They're like, whoa, what the?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just I did work on that area in terms of anxiety, so
Great.
Spot on with that. So the temples are what's not been released. How about your jaw? What do you feel there?
The jaw was okay. It's funny. It really I don't really around the behind the ears. It's okay. Before I don't really get tight there. It's all above.
Okay. Oh.
It's like a band. It
All
feels
right.
like a band, tight rubber band around the head.
Gotcha. Like a tension headache almost, but not an
but
ache. But
just in
but
the
more
side.
Tightness.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me just go right there, because actually I was going more for the jaw. Let's do one more go.
Yeah, my throat feels nice and warm.
Awesome. Now, only if you feel up to it. I mean, you know, let me say, the energy is never going to harm anybody, but, you know, we are all different, and certain energies you don't want too much of, because then you'll go to sleep, you know. But okay.
Oh, I could use that.
Yeah, right. I'll try. Let's do one more go with your temples only and see if I can't release that. Okay. All right. So one more starting now. Okie doke. How does that feel?
Yeah, it is a warm feeling. So I definitely felt it more up the sides of my head, around the temples.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is it releasing, you think? Or are we relaxing? Or, I mean, sometimes
it feels like the energy gets stuck in my crown chakra. And so I always try to, with that same tension, imagine it releasing up the top of my head, you know. So it feels like things are moving up there.
Awesome. Awesome. Like I said to the other callers, I'm going to be here, I think, every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'd love to hear how you're doing, and if you'd like a tune-up or whatever, a lot of times I can do this with one go, like one session. Other times we need one more, you know, something like that. I'm happy to try and help you out. But if I can make a difference in a few minutes, then that's usually good news. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get to the last caller, and thanks for staying on to help.
You bet.
I'll let you know my session. Sleep well. Thank you. Bye bye.
Yes, I hope you do.
Yeah.
Bye now. All righty. So, yeah, we have one more caller. I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. This is my first show, basically, where I'm offering these services, and I am really glad that you guys were brave enough to come on and be here. You know, it is kind of cool because we can be sort of anonymous, you know, even if it was my neighbor, I wouldn't tell anybody. This is a professional, loving space, and we don't, we believe in that sort of thing, the privacy, even if it's for free, you know what I'm saying? But I have to give my hats off to people that call in and look for help for various reasons, you know, and one of them being just it's hard to be vulnerable sometimes. And when we are, it kind of sets examples for others to also say, hey, you know, I'm not okay, because none of us are completely. You know what I'm saying? We're all kind of messed up people at times, you know, and I mean anything from a broken toe to a split hair, you know, I'm just saying, split ends with the hair. So I'm going to take my sip of water. Hang on. And I'm going to take my last call for the night. And so get ready, my friends at area code 212. You're my friend in spirit. I don't know who you are, but get ready. And we have area code 212.
Hello. Thank you so much. I think this is so awesome and beautiful and sweet of you to do this. I almost feel bad keeping
Thank
you on
you.
Your radio show actually ended.
No, it's my pleasure. That's what I'm here for. I was so hoping that people would be open to it. You know, I mean, it's not like normal stuff exactly, but So thank you for giving it a chance. What can I do for you?
Yeah, well, I have so many issues I've been working on for a long time. I'm very frustrated, and I don't know the root causes, but thing is, I developed this pain in my left leg after I walk a few minutes, and it's been fairly recent. I've always been a walker, a fast walker, and I like to walk a lot, and so this is really upsetting me, and I'm going tests tomorrow, and I'm kind of nervous about them. You know, they're, well, I don't want to say anything in case you pick up anything about it, what the tests are for,
well,
and
no,
what thing I'm so afraid of, hoping it's not, and anyway.
Well, no, I'm not, well, I am an intuitive, but I try not to diagnose. I won't do that. I mean, I can recognize things, but I'm glad you're going that route because it's so important. And you know what? I think that energy medicine and conventional medicine complement one another, and it's really important to go and do the things we need to do, like, you know, go to a regular doctor. So I'm glad to hear that, you know, because I will always
think, and I'm all about testing and diagnosis, you know, whether I follow what they say, that's another story, but...
Right on. Well, that's the thing, though. It's you.
What it is. Yes.
It's your body. It's, you have to be your own advocate because people will tell you to eat pineapple, and if you're allergic to pineapple, that's no good, you know? So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me more about this pain. Which side, what, is it the right leg or the left leg? Or?
The left. The left.
Okay.
And it's in the calf, like between the, around the calf or down to the ankle area. It kind of varies at times.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, I am picking something. I don't think it's circulatory, you know, just from, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it is a blood clot. I don't see any redness or swelling. Do you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. So tell me where it is. Is it in the back of the calf, or let's try to pinpoint this area.
It's usually the back of the calf.
Okay, and then so you say it alternates, though. Where does it – does it go to the shin sometimes, or where –
You know, once or twice I felt it in the shin, but it's usually in the back. And then sometimes it's down on the lower part of the leg near, you know, the heel up around
okay.
that area.
All
and
right.
Sometimes
so,
it gets cold and, you know, I tend to fall asleep and I get pins and needles and then I'll kind of move it and ease out. And that'll get better. That can happen with the right leg too, though, so with the right foot. So.
Oh, interesting.
Know.
Yeah. But so right now, is it, are you having pain right now in your leg?
Well, no. You know, haven't been doing much today. It's when I walk. And
okay. Can we do?
I walk a while, and then if I'm stressing, you know, walking fast, walking uphill, it really comes on.
Right.
It's intense.
How long does it take for it to get in pain if you're walking?
Maybe 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Because I'm trying to gauge like a little test here that we could do to see if I've improved it. So it's a little bit tricky, you know, but
yeah.
I guess what we can do is I can do what I can with what I know. And then if you've had improvement, if you've not had improvement next week, you can come back and let me know and give me some feedback and we can try again, or you can just say, hey, thanks, you know, whatever. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, let me
sure.
let me give it a shot. All right, so the left calf and that area down by the heel. Okay. So it's going to be radio silence, and I'm going to start now if you're ready. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Thank you.
All righty. All righty. That's for our first go. How do you feel?
Well, I felt something. I felt like something kind of going down the leg, and then later it felt kind of like a warmth.
Okay.
So something going on. Thank you.
You bet. You know, I do want to say that I kept getting drawn to your middle back. Do you have any injuries in your back that you're aware of, or any nerve things?
Possibly from years ago, if it's only acting up now, but nothing that I, you know, became aware of in the years, you know, till now, that would be from
interesting.
I have had some impact injuries to my knees. So I was wondering if that had anything to do with it. And in the past couple of years, I banged both knees up a lot, and I was very clumsy. I would tend to trip to see what happens in my apartment. And I land on my knees, protects me from hitting anything else. So I wondered if that's what, you know, it did something and affecting the kneecap and the nerves or whatever going down.
Right. Because a lot of times when I'm drawn to the center of the back, it's like I can be working on the leg, but I also go to the back because it's a nerve thing. When people come and say they have a nerve issue, I definitely go to the brain and the back because, of course, it's connected, you know. So that's why I asked you if perhaps that's, it could be a nerve thing. You know, I don't know, and I'm not really, like I said, I'm not a medical intuitive or anything like that, but I did want to mention it. So I sure hope the pain goes away. I hope you feel better, and I hope you have a good outcome tomorrow with your tests, you know. But other than that, I'm going to have to go, but I will be on next Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern under Free Energy Healing if you'd like to come back and give me an update.
Yes, I would. Thank you. And thank you so much for doing this for me and offering it. It's lovely of you, and you have such a beautiful energy. Thank you. Many blessings to you.
Thank you. And to you also. Thank you.
Thank
you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Oh, how wonderful. Man, I'm so glad I did this. And thank you to everybody who was here, who called in, who was in the chat, everybody. I mean, thank you very, very much. And, you know, remember to be who you are. It's so important. I'm so happy to be of service to you guys. And I will see you next week. So until next time, be blessed, be happy, be well. All right. And I'm just going to be out. Bye-bye.